And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Just over a week until baseball's trade deadline, and we have a big move and an obvious one in a lot of ways. Nelson Cruz to the Rays made way too much sense for this not to happen. Tim McMaster here along with Dan Hayes, our Twins writer here at The Athletic. And Dan, the Twins get back a couple of minor league pitchers, pretty high-end guys, Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman from the Rays' loaded farm system. Let's start with Cruz. Obviously, he's leaving Minnesota. He heads to Tampa Bay. This is a trade that everyone had speculated about. How does he fit with the Rays?
I think he's going to fit in perfectly. Look, when Nelson Cruz came here in 2019, it was an immediate impact. He just is that guy. And you look around baseball, he's beloved. Every clubhouse he's been a part of, you can't find someone that has something bad to say about him. It's because he works hard. He works harder than everybody. I know everybody says that about everybody, but Nelson Cruz, there's only a way to do that and be 41 and keep doing what he does. He's here. I wrote about his sleep regimen and his daily regimen back in spring training. And he eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball during the season. It's basically a get to the park at 12:30 for a 7 o'clock game, go home from the park, do an hour massage while watching a scouting report, fall asleep at like 1 o'clock, and then rinse, repeat, and do it all over again the next day. When you can tell your guys that this is what I do, it emanates that leadership quality. Everybody looks up to him, and that's how he is. Besides the fact that he's a dynamite baseball player, he's just a really good human being, and everybody gravitates to him. He really brings clubhouses together. He's easily the most popular Twins player the last 3 years. I don't expect anything different to happen in Tampa Bay.
You have to work that hard to stay this good on this side of 40 years old. And this season, no question, 19 homers, 50 RBIs. He's just Mr. Steady with the power and the run production. So you look at what the Twins get in this deal. Joe Ryan, according to Keith Law, he's the number 13 prospect in the Rays system. Some rankings have Drew Strotman also in the top 20. Keith has them just outside in his rankings. This is a pretty good haul for what is a rental of a Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, I think it speaks to how much of a competition there was for him. Earlier this week, talking to the Twins, they said basically every contending American League team had checked in on him. Even the San Diego Padres were looking at him. I had a scout ask me a few weeks ago if he'd been taking grounders on the infield because maybe they would have thought about him as a first baseman in a pinch, that kind of thing.
I don't know if anybody needs to see that.
I don't think so either, But he hasn't played in the field since 2018. But, yeah, he's definitely had a crowd drawn, and I think that really helps. Because, look, we're talking about this on July 22nd. The Twins easily could have taken this down to the wire, and clearly they got what they wanted in a package. They said the Rays were very aggressive to make this move, and it made it easy to pull the trigger here 8 days before the deadline.
And, you know, people, I think, undersell the fact that if you make a deal this week, this time, you get an extra week of production from a guy. It matters. And I think good for the Rays for doing that and doing what they had to do to get him for those extra 8 days, basically. All right. So this is a Twins team that when you look back at spring training, they would have expected to be buyers this week, right? Not sellers, expecting to be right there in the hunt with the White Sox in the Central Division. The season's gone sideways. What's the latest with Byron Buxton, who I know they want to extend, and what else could happen between now and next Friday?
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth with Byron Buxton and the Twins. Whether or not it comes through, we'll see. You know, it's got to be one of the hardest, and I know Ken Rosenthal wrote this. We've been talking about this contract extension forever. This is a very difficult extension to complete because you're talking about a guy who's played 37% of his team's games the last couple of years. He's played more than 100 games one time. That was 2017. So figuring out what he's worth at 162 games is really impossible because he hasn't done that. But you look what he did in April. He's a dynamic player. He's the AL Player of the Month. He is a very high caliber player. So if they can't come to an agreement, does that mean that he would be on the trade block? That's a really interesting question. I don't know whether or not we'll see it. It could happen. I think teams would definitely line up to try and trade for him because the impact he potentially could have down the stretch. Beyond that, you know, the Twins have a couple rentals. Andrelton Simmons, I don't think he'll be here for very much longer. Cincinnati Reds need a shortstop. He would make a lot of sense, and it wouldn't cost a ton. You know, you look around, maybe Hansel Robles goes somewhere. Maybe Alex Colomé. He's had a few good performances after a disastrous first half of the season, but he's looked a little sharper of late. Maybe he gets traded for. Jose Berríos would be really interesting. It just depends on how deep the Twins want to dig. I don't know that they want to give up on 2022. They just came off of a rebuild 3-4 years ago. Twins fans might have a tough time accepting another one, and trading Buxton and Berríos would certainly indicate that.
And the two prospects they got are close to the big leagues, which makes you think that they, you know, if it's not a rebuild, maybe it's a retool, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They got some really interesting arms. I think Ryan is the one, 75 strikeouts in 57 innings this year at AAA and only 10 walks in that span. That's a pretty good haul. You look and think about what a DH, a rental DH, is going to get you. You don't expect very much. To get him, to get Stroutman back, they're excited about what they got. They said that they probably exceeded their own expectations for what they would have gotten. I think that definitely advances them. They just need arms. They've had so many injuries with the pitching this year. There's some crazy stat. It was about a week ago. The Twins were about 35 or 36 and 14 when they allowed 5 runs or fewer. So you think about that. You probably shouldn't be a very good team when you allow 5 runs. For them to be, it just tells you, one, how many times they've allowed 5 or more mm-hmm. runs this year. It's been a nightmare. And this team has really been all over the map. And so adding arms like this makes you think that they can retool. I don't think they want to trade Jose Berríos, but if they got blown away, maybe they would.
All right, great stuff, Dan. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletics headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for 33% off. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.